Welcome to Home Health Revealed, where we share real stories from industry leaders about home health, palliative, and hospice care. Brought to you by Velocity. Grow your home health or hospice agency with the power of Velocity. Velocity's easy-to-read coding and revenue cycle dashboards let you grab your cup of coffee and quickly see the health of your organization.
To another exciting episode of Home Health Revealed. My name is Mike Greenley. I'm your host. And like always, I have my ever enthusiastic Hannah Vale, which you guys already heard from her because she was interrupting me as I was trying to give my little thing.
But yes. Hey, today I want to jump right in. We have an awesome special guest who is a true innovator in this space. She comes from the world of healthcare, Jess Chu. She is the GM of post-acute care provider growth with Trella Health, and they are at the forefront of developing the referral growth methodology, which we're going to talk about in today's episode. And it is a game-changing framework that's helping organizations maximize their growth potential. So, Michael, she has accomplished really so much.
Well, I think with the last name Chu, I mean, those people are successful. I love her last name, by the way. I really do. I think it needs to be Chu at Trella Health versus Jess at Trella Health. I really like that. I don't know why, but no, she's fantastic. You know, she's not all about the numbers and strategies, although strategy is an important piece of it. And they do talk about it, but you know, she's all about building strong relationships and diving into meaningful outcomes, which I think is very critical. I can't wait to dive into insights of how we navigate the complexities of the referral growth, especially in the home care space.
Yep. So buckle up, everybody. We are going to explore Jess's journey and uncover some fantastic tips on how you can enhance your organization's referral strategies. Let's dive in. The referral growth methodology is a structured framework that home-based care providers use to identify and maximize organic and inorganic growth opportunities, improve organizational outcomes, and correlate activity to overall performance, and ultimately drive revenue growth, which, Michael, you know we are all about. So let's dive into the questions here with Jess.
All right, Jess, we got some tough questions. You ready for these?
I'm ready.
Who is the best CEO ever at HealthRed Partners? Oh, wait, that's not the question. My bad. But yes, you were going to answer the right. Yes, that would be good.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Michael Greenley.
Yeah, Hannah will probably edit that out, although I think she should keep it in. As the GM of the post-care provider growth, can you just share with me a little bit what a typical day looks like for you?
Yeah, so as the GM, I support all of our market-facing teams. So that's marketing, BDRs, sales, customer success. So I spend time on a variety of things, either helping the market understand the products and services that Trella offers, or working with customers, helping them realize the value from the products and services that they have purchased. So I try to spend as much time with customers as possible, but I also spend a lot of time working internally. My background is marketing operations, so I love process and technology and creating efficiencies. So love making things more efficient, trying to find better ways to do things internally, and making sure the different teams are connected and ironing out any inefficiencies.
Well, you missed a chance to say that you started your day with your coffee in your Trella cup.
would that be the HealthRev Partners coffee blend?
Yes, absolutely. And if she doesn't have some in her cup right now, I'm going to send her some.
Well, it's really nice that you guys have a cup to drink out of, because I don't think I got one from Trella.
Oh my goodness. Just stating
the facts.
So you really are all about building relationships and processes. I kind of feel like your job has the best of both of those worlds, Jess. Like, you really are just kind of that all-encompassing, getting to do the people and the processes. But Trella has been sharing throughout the market its referral growth methodology with the industry. So for listeners who may be hearing about it for the first time, can you tell us or provide an overview of what it entails and highlight some of the key components of the methodology?
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely ties into how I feel like I support our teams internally. I love just taking things that people are doing and trying to build a framework and make them simple and easy to execute. So the referral growth methodology, as you said, it's a repeatable framework. It's all about helping post-acute care organizations identify and maximize growth It's a series of activities, and it's divided into four components. Starts with growth strategy, sales planning, goes into sales execution, and then, of course, sales support is a big anchor of the whole piece.
Yeah, you know, part of what you mentioned before is processes and building processes. I can't stress that enough of how important it is. And you also said something that maybe people over but may not hear, but I hear it really loud and clear, is repeatable. You know, I think about when you're creating the processes, either being for referral growth or whatever the case may be, it's got to be repeatable, right? It's got to be trainable. If you want to scale, you got to measure that, right? You know, what's the ROI and the stuff that we're using, or, you know, whatever stuff like that. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. And now, what I know about the processes, they are data driven, right? So they're not just repeatable processes based on the air. We've got data driven, and there are 10 very specific activities which fall into those four that you mentioned: the growth, sales planning, sales execution, and sales support. Can you go into a little bit more detail about those 10?
Sure. Yeah. So, and there's a great graphic on the website, and it's available for free. So would definitely encourage anyone who's interested in this to check that out, trellahealth.com. But in growth strategy, it starts with market analysis and competitive analysis. So it's really kind of the bigger picture: what's going on in your space, what's going on with your competitors, and how are you standing out? How are you different? And it's just about gathering that information and understanding how you exist within the bigger picture. And that's actually a really important step that a lot of agencies skip over, particularly on the smaller side. So that's where we always start, is with that market overview and competitive analysis. Those are the two components within that growth strategy phase. When you get into sales planning, that's when you start focusing on target identification, who are the people you're going to start going after or that you want to work with, and then territory optimization. How will you organize your sales reps? What will their book of business look like? Sales execution. Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
No, execution. I want to hear about execution.
That one has the most, as you can imagine. That's where a lot of the day-to-day activities get done for a sales team. So under sales execution, you've got current account planning, time management, data-driven conversations, and referral management. And then sales support, this is really about making sure that you've got marketing tied into what you're doing along with reporting.
Yeah. So what inspired you guys to create this type of framework? I mean, who's responsible for the specific challenges or feedback from organizations trying to grow the referral base, right?
Yeah. So the framework was inspired really by the agencies that we work with. These are activities that most of them are doing in some form or fashion, at least some of these activities. But we noticed two very common themes when we work with agencies. One is leaders getting overwhelmed, sort of analysis paralysis. Where do I start?
Yeah.
Things aren't working. I'm not growing. I'm losing market share, but I don't know what to do first. That's kind of the one theme that we see. And then another one is, I want to jump in and I want to find new referral people to work with. I want to find new referral sources, new referral partners, which could be a very logical next step. But when you're just sort of jumping right to that step, you're not thinking more broadly about your overall strategy. And it could very well be the wrong next step for you to take. So we, you know, because of those two themes, we put together this framework, really wanted to give a resource to agencies to understand, if you're trying to work on your growth strategy, this is how you should be approaching it. These are the different activities you'll want to do and in what order you'll want to do them.
Yeah. You know, it really kind of ties into the services we offer. And let me elaborate why I'm saying that. Well, first of all, you know, a lot of agencies want to grow, right? And so how do they grow and how do they get their referrals? And of course, your platform not only provides the framework, but also, you know, gives them some intel of saying, okay, if you want to approach this, you know, this place or this physician or whatever the case may be, you're going to have some intel. You're going to have some data on who they're actually referring to today, right? And how you want to take maybe some of those patients and bring them over to into your house, into your care. But, you know, also too, you know, we talk to a lot of agencies that are struggling even to get paid, right? And so if they have a high aging AR and they're struggling to get paid, doesn't really help them to grow much more, right? Because you could have more referrals, but if you're not getting paid, now you just got a lot more referrals that you're not getting paid on, right? And so, you know, that's part of the reason why we looked at, you know, a lot of partnerships out there and why you guys make a perfect fit. A couple of reasons. One is you guys have the same philosophy. Is we're all about giving away information to help agencies succeed, you know, especially within our platform, your guys' platform. Our platform, they're only as good as the customer's comfort in using them, right? And so I see a lot of times, even in my own house, we have a lot of technology. I'm like, man, I don't even use this thing to the fullest. And so really embracing the fact that when you're making this move, because this is an investment, right? It's an investment in the agency. And there's agencies out there that don't make this investment. And so, you know, they're basically throwing darts, you know? But this is more of a strategic approach to growth. That also is supplying you with data and analytics about, you know, where to attack, maybe how to attack. It's more, and I love your four steps, and within those four steps, the 10 processes within those steps. But really at the core, it's taking the data and using it to your advantage to grow and to you know, really provide the care that you want to provide in your community, which I think is fantastic.
Well, and I love that Trella calls it a data first approach, because I think there are so many agencies out there doing really great things, but if they can't back up and do those foundational marketing analysis pieces, I think they're starting out at somewhat of a disadvantage. And so if we can peel that back a little bit, do the data first approach to really look at the competitors that are in their area, look at what their specialties are, pull up some of the data that Trella provides insights to. So it's not like you have to go and do all of this work. First, you have it available to you if you know where to find it. So,
and that's what Hannah likes. She doesn't want to do the work.
Make it easy.
So untrue. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Is that an HR violation? That's an HR violation. You better call them.
I am pulling up my sleeves right now.
Yeah. Okay. Abusive in the workplace.
Gosh. Back to Jess. Jess, okay. This is about you. Clearly, this Michael and I have some work we need to do.
We're in 2025. We're going to go to therapy.
We're going to have to
Zoom call our therapist. I don't even know who could do that, but we got to find one. Clearly, we got issues.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Jess, back to you. So, Jess, what I would like to know is when somebody's doing this work, because clearly I'm willing to do it, what does it look like when the framework is effectively implemented within an agency?
Yeah. Well, simply put, when implemented, it produces growth. It helps the organization grow, thrive, maintain their competitive position in the marketplace. It also, when you follow the process, it allows your leadership and your sales team to really focus their energy and critical thinking on the steps that are going to move the needle the most for your organization. So instead of spending time on what next step should I take, what should I do here, it's kind of like strength training. You can spend a lot of time thinking about when you're going to work out, what exercises you're going to do, how much weights are you going to lift, or you can get a plan, put that into place, and start focusing on actually lifting the weights.
Yeah, so, I do that myself. I pass by the gym the whole time and I think to myself, what should I be doing? And then the weights look too heavy. And so I don't do anything. You know what I mean? So I need to work on that.
Yeah, but you're spending tons of time and energy thinking about.
Yeah, I'm pondering. I'm definitely pondering.
Yeah, but only one of those things is going to actually change the physique. So that's how I think about when you implement a process like this, is you really get to focus your energy on the things that are going to move the needle the most for your business.
Yeah, and there's even accountability kind of built into the system as well, right? I mean, because again, you can have the best of systems, you know, executing it and then holding people accountable to following the processes and measuring their results can also help pivot, right? In terms of maybe there's a different approach. Maybe there's a different person that we need to maybe see or talk with or stuff like that. But I like the accountability measure as well. Because again, you got a process, you got to have accountability to it as well.
And it takes some real introspection and self-examination. There's a vulnerability that comes with being willing to say, all right, we need to accurately, honestly look at where we are and see what we can do to address and reinforce the areas where we can really be better.
Yeah. And I was going to ask this question until Hannah interrupted me, which we'll work on that too. But, you know, when we're talking about measuring the success, you know, what are some of the specific indicators to know that, hey, this is working?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of my favorite lines is you can't manage what you don't measure. So, and of course, most organizations are measuring certain elements related to their sales team. But we really like to think about KPIs in two different ways. Your leading indicators, understanding are the things that you're doing today going to have a positive impact on your future results? And then, of course, your lagging indicators, your lagging KPIs. Have you actually accomplished the goals that you set out to? So some of the leading KPIs that we recommend looking at: referrals, completed events. That's how many times your team members are having meetings in the field, actually completing those in the field, rep performance to quota, event frequency, coaching events, number of assigned accounts. So how large is each rep's book of business? And then sales turnover, because that can help you understand how things are working. Lagging KPIs, census, length of stay, admissions, conversion rate, market share, and position. But those can only take you so far. And those are just a scratch of the surface of some of the KPIs that we talk about with groups. But I know you guys work with organizations on performance metrics can be derived from the revenue cycle work. So I'd love to know if there's some things that pop in your mind about KPIs that would be relevant here.
Well, I mean, you know, one is I'm not sure about the coaching events per se, but the rep performance to goal, I mean, is definitely a KPI. And I mean, we're structured a lot like you guys. We offer a service. You don't really have to sell the service, meaning that basically it's an approach of, hey, we're going to have a conversation. We're going to see if we're a good fit. Is this the right, are we the right fit for you? Are you the right fit for us? Because again, ultimately, if somebody comes to HRP for service, we want to create them predictable revenue. I don't want to bring on a customer where we're going to go through the same thing that they've already been going through, right? So the main thing we look at is, are they ready for real organic change and growth? Because that's going to take a mindset, a change in the mindset. And you're going to have to, if you haven't been holding people accountable before, you know, if you're going to move your business over to HRP, now you got to start holding your team accountable, because it is a true partnership, which really ties into the same thing and the same sales methodology that you all have is that, listen, it's a conversation based, meeting that, if you want to grow, here's one, probably the best platform in the market, right, for that. If you want to be serious about it. Now, you don't want to be serious about it, maybe you guys aren't a good fit for them, but if somebody really wants to grow and really wants to, become a player in their community and serve those in their community, having a platform like Trello's to give you the insight data, roadmap it. And then of course your team, you guys are great across the board. So, to do business with you all is a pleasure. We love referring business over to you because what we heard from our clients in terms of, meeting with you all and feeling like, oh my gosh, this is probably one of the easiest things I've ever done, because people do build up a wall. If they're going to meet with somebody, they don't know what they're going to be like and what they're going to say or the pressure and stuff like that to it. So I really do appreciate your guys' approach to it as well when you're dealing with customers.
So Jess, is this framework adaptable to different types of organizations, or is it specific to a size? I'm thinking small providers, large providers, more community focused ones. How do their needs differ, and how does this framework adapt?
Yeah, so it really can work across the board. It really doesn't matter the size of the organization or their specific focus. It's variable enough to fit the needs of the majority. I will say there's some things that will change depending on your org size. So how long you spend on each step, for example, is a little bit different. If you're smaller, maybe you're moving quicker, there's less things to evaluate. The amount of data and inputs that you have, you might be compiling tons of metrics across tons of markets if you're doing a market analysis at a very large org. If you're only focused on one county, that could be a much quicker step. And then, of course, the number of people that are involved typically changes based on, the size of the organization. But I've seen it work and be used by a variety of organizations.
Yeah. So is there a certain CRM support that's needed for this type of referral growth methodology? Are there any type of certain or specific capabilities, features that are must-haves when you're wanting to implement this type of strategy?
Yeah. So I would say it is great to have a CRM when you're putting a structure like this in place. It's not, I mean, you can do it without it, but a CRM really does serve as the central hub for your growth plan. It's the place where you, once you go through these steps, you create the sales plan for your team, you create those books of business. It's where you can go put those into action and make it easy for your team to go do the sales execution component of it. You can set your visit frequency, assign your A, B, and C accounts, and then measure results, of course. So how many visits does it take with a new target to start getting referrals? How is one rep doing compared to another? Is there a performance issue, perhaps maybe territory issue? Maybe they didn't get a, you know, assigned equally or in the right manner. So it really can take this framework and give you a way to execute against it. And then, of course, make measuring a lot easier if you have something like that in place.
For leaders, especially who are listening today, what's the one action that you would say? Because I know this is a lot of information, you know, a 10 action process may sound like a lot. I think it's really well laid out. And I think it sounds very doable. But if they're listening, what's one action they can take right now to start aligning their teams with this framework?
Yeah, I would say I would go look at the framework. Maybe even print out a copy if you're a printer, print person, and look at what you're doing today, what's already part of your process, and what are you not doing today? And maybe what's one or two of the steps that you're not doing today that you think would be incrementally helpful as you look at 2025, as you look at the next year or the next quarter or even the next month? That's what I would do. I would simply look at where am I today? What am I doing? And what's maybe one or two things that I haven't considered before in my plan that I could potentially add in and see what kind of difference it would make.
Yeah. So let's say this. All right. I'm calling you. I'm interested. I'm looking to grow. So here I am. I'm going to call you guys. I'm going to say, hey, I want to set up a time. But tell me, what's this look like for me?
Yeah. I mean, if you're interested in understanding, like you want to take the first step in the referral growth methodology, we always start with market analysis. Where are you operating today? What's going on in those counties and states? And where are you ranking in those county or states? That's where we always start, because you need to understand the dynamics of your specific market and of what's happening at your organization, and then those that are similar sized and getting similar types of referrals. That's always step one. And that can usually help us identify, you know, what are the first few things that you should really be working on.
Yeah.
But who do I call? Do I call you? Where can I get the information?
Yeah, my email is super easy. It's jess@trellahealth.com, J-E-S-S. I always respond to my emails. So if you're wondering where to reach out, you can always email me, ask any questions you'd like. We love to help people understand the methodology or even just their market and what's going on. You can also, there's obviously live chat and forums on our website, trellahealth.com. So you can always reach out to us that way as well.
I think you're going
to if I'm
cool
not ready to talk to anybody.
Well, hey, then don't call, Hannah.
Well, I just want to say, like, some people aren't ready to talk to somebody just yet, but they could find information on the website, right?
Well, absolutely. I think chew@trellahealth.com is better than jess@trellahealth.com. and for all those listening,
cool
her
last name
is Chew. Yeah, it is. It's a cool last name. Mine is not so cool. It's just Greenly. It should be The Green, but it should be Michael The Green. But I like Chew. I don't know why. I just like it.
It is an awesome name.
Anyhow. Yeah. Well, yeah, I will tell you this. There's a lot of conversations I have with agencies throughout the year, hundreds. I don't want to say thousands, but it could be, you know, if you talk about conferences and stuff like that. And growth is on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
And I will tell you from personal experience and working with the Trello team, they are fantastic to deal with. First class, 100% across the board. And, if you're contemplating it, here's what I tell people, don't be afraid to make the phone call, you know, because it could be the one thing that changes your trajectory of your agency. And I always try to encourage, agency owners to be open to the idea, because change is hard. But I'm telling you, if you want to grow, to have the data, and I don't even know if we did justice during today's call with a short limited time of all the data that's there, and not just data, but relevant data that's usable. Okay. So there's a big difference to me. There's data that people are like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? But then there's data that's usable, which I think really sets you guys apart from a lot of other companies in the space. You guys have done it really well. You packaged it well together. And just if you wouldn't mind, just do you have an example of a customer that, you know, was looking to grow, reached out to Trella and said, hey, what'd you do for him? What have you done for him? What's changed? And
yeah, I mean, there's one that comes to mind. Was just talking to them the other day. You know, they of course had a list of accounts. They had territories designed for their different team members. And one of the first things we did, of course, after the market analysis, but we, you know, we looked at who were the referral partners they were trying to go after. And like half of them didn't make sense for their business goals. They didn't have the right payer mix. They didn't have enough of the particular type of patients they were looking to serve that they were best suited to serve. So really refresh that, help them identify who should they be partnering with. And, you know, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but we're starting to see the results now because, of course, it takes time and multiple touches in order to, you know, turn that into an actual referral and then an admission. But definitely noticeable growth for that organization. And it was honestly a fairly simple change. It was just changing out the targets they were going after. But we had to go through a couple steps to get to that part first.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. I know it's end of the year. There's a lot going on. But for you to take time out to be on the podcast, we greatly appreciate that. And if you want more information, I think, Hannah, we're going to have that on the end of the podcast of how they can contact Trella if they need to. But really appreciate what you guys are doing in the market, how you're helping agencies grow. It's a blessing to have companies like you. So tell your team Merry Christmas. And I'm sure my cup's in the mail.
Here's what I was going to say, Jess, if you'll send me an address, I will send you some coffee and I'll send you a Health Rev cup. Uh-huh. And they're pretty Perfect. Cool too. So your Health Rev cup and your Trella cup can sit on your desk. They can be friends.
I don't even have a Health Rev cup. I didn't even get one of those. No one even sends me anything. So you see what I'm saying? So I don't have a Trella one. I don't even have our own cup. That's how I'm treated here at this organization. Can you believe this, Jess? Are you guys hiring?
That's been in the mail for
we could have an opening. While. I'll check.
I think I would be highly skilled to do that job. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast. Thanks for letting me hang out.
Great job.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Jess. Having us.
Sorry for Hannah, but everything else was great. Really appreciate what you did. All right, bye-bye.
All right.